Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, March 16th. Tesla has released Model Y production and testing footage, and it is announcing the official start of deliveries in the United States. The automaker was planning to start Model Y deliveries on March 15th, but as we reported on Friday, Tesla started to deliver a few cars ahead of time. In order to help new owners, the automaker has also started releasing instructional videos about the electric SUV. One of the most interesting videos is about the Model Y's awesome trunk cargo system and capacity. We're starting to learn some more tidbits about the Model Y as deliveries are starting, such as the new off-road assist mode. Tesla describes the feature in the Model Y owner's manual saying, quote, "Off-road assist is designed to provide overall improvements when driving off-road. In addition to allowing the wheels to spin, off-road assist balances the torque between the front and rear motors to optimize traction." Close quote. Also in the owner's manual, we found some new information, including the promise of a roof rack accessory, but unfortunately, another highly anticipated accessory, a tow hitch, is not mentioned. Early owners have been told that there is no option to add a tow hitch on the Model Y, and there's nothing on the accessory shop that suggests that it might even be available. Although, the Model Y that has been delivered so far does have a plate covering the spot that looks like it could hold a tow hitch. Tesla announced that Gigafactory New York achieved solar glass tile production of 4 megawatts last week, which it claimed is enough for 1,000 homes. A few months late, Tesla announced that it did achieve this goal last week, tweeting, quote, "Giga New York built 4 megawatts of solar last week, enough for up to 1,000 homes," close quote. Ultimately, the number of Tesla solar roof installations is limited by the number of roofers that are available to install them. Chinese electric car company NIO released its delivery figures for February of 2020. It delivered 707 vehicles in February, and of which 671 were the ES6 model, and 36 of them were the ES8. And it is not clear how COVID-19 will affect the company long-term, but they have braved the storm and continued operation as best as possible. Electrify America, Volkswagen's public charging company that they were forced to make, has released a promo code for their services. For only Hyundai Kona and Hyundai Ioniq EV drivers, they can get some relief from the pain of Electrify America's opaque billing practices, at least until the end of the year. But you have to sign up with the promo code through the app, and only in the United States, not for Canada. And your rate will almost double by the end of the year, from 35 cents to 69 cents per minute, and this does not include the session fee. Experian, the consumer credit reporting company, last week released its fourth quarter 2019 report based on vehicle registrations. That gives us a view not only of the current market, but total vehicles in operation. Experian zoomed into EVs, sharing numbers that reveal two things. Number one, Tesla dominates, and number two, the shift to electric vehicles is only beginning. Experian said, quote, "It's led by Tesla at 62.6% market share of all electric vehicles, followed by Nissan at 13.8%, Chevrolet at 7.9%, and BMW at 5%. The total share of the overall volume from electric vehicles in the U.S. is low today, but it is increasing slowly," close quote. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders debated last night on CNN. Regarding the Green New Deal, Biden wants to spend $1.7 trillion on addressing climate change, and his deadline for net zero is 2050. Sanders, on the other hand, proposes spending $16 trillion, and his deadline is 2030. A green energy product planning applications reached a four-year high in the United Kingdom in 2019. The year saw 269 planning applications for new wind, solar, and bioenergy, which is up from a number of 204 in the year 2018. This is according to energy consultancy PX Group, who analyzed the UK government data. In attempt to contain the COVID-19 virus, factories that make solar panels and wind turbines in China were shut down, which slows the production of green energy equipment. Further, governments are having to turn away from focusing on green energy products and turn their attention to the virus action plans. Faith Birol, executive director of the International Energy Agency, told The Guardian, quote, "We should not allow today's crisis to compromise the clean energy transition. We have an important window of opportunity. Major economies around the world are preparing stimulus packages. A well-designed stimulus package could offer economic benefit and facilitate a turnover of energy capital, which have huge benefits for the clean energy transition. Close quote. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, electric bikes, scooters, and motorcycles are being effectively employed as one option to defend commuters from contracting or spreading the COVID-19 virus. Personal transportation devices, most of which offer an electric-assisted variant, combat the fundamental spread of the virus by offering an escape to taxis, buses, subways, and places where people generally congregate in tight quarters. The New York Times reported that bicycle trips in New York City have jumped by 50% in some places compared to the same period last year. And CityBike, the bicycle sharing program, which includes thousands of electric bicycles, has seen a 67% surge in ridership. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.